Okay, today's daf is Baba Metzia, daf Kuf. And we are on daf Kuf, Amud Aleph. Here we go, the last 3 weeks of Maseches Baba Metzia coming up, even a little bit less. But either way, now we have the Mishnah, which has to do with transactions. It sounds like a Maseches Kiddushin Mishnah. We had this earlier in Baba Kama as well, but we'll see what the connection is between our perek and this Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Hamachlif para bechamor, the yolda. If we are trading a cow and a donkey, I have a cow, you have a donkey, we're trading. And then what happens? I take the donkey, and then we go to seize the cow, and it happens to be the cow had a baby. And we don't know when the cow had the baby. That is the shayla. V'chein hamocher shifchas of a yolda, or a shifcha as well. I'm buying a shifcha, I'm selling a shifcha, and the shifcha has a baby. Ze omer ad shelo macharti. One of them says that, oh, it was before, the baby was born before I sold it, and therefore the baby's mine. The baby did not have, was not connected to the shifcha or the para. And ze omer mishelo kachti. And the other one said, no, it was after the sale, and therefore it's mine. And, you know, that's, there's a suffix involved in the Metzias, Yachloku, so in that case we say one splits it. Rashi points out that the reason that Mishnah uses the term machlif and not mocher is because to help explain why the baby is not there and the cow is not there. If it says mocher, well, we know, Rashi says, L'hachinachan machlif lo amar mocher, paraso v'yalda, dilu mocher b'moos lo kani lo ke'echad d'mashech, as we had earlier, right, the halacha of moos or not konos without mashicha, at least midrabanan, and therefore, if you're going to be moshech the animal for the kinyan, nothing to talk about. You know whether the animal had the offspring or not yet. But if you say it's machlif, so then you don't have to be Moshech the para. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Maseches Kiddushin, as Rashi quotes, and we also had it quoted in earlier, back in the fourth parak, Kol ha-naaseh damim ba-acher, anyone who is switching another item with someone else, chalipin, kivin shezach hazeh, nischayev zeh b'chalifav. Right, once one takes possession of one, the other one goes to the other one, b'chalipin. Again, different than the chalipin that we referred to yesterday, two types of chalipin. We have the symbolic chalipin, as we discussed, kinyan chalipin, like we saw in the Rambam, in Hilchos Bechira, and we have the chalifei shaveh b'shaveh, where we're trading items. That's a different type of chalipin. That's what the Mishnah here is talking about, and therefore, the Mishnah uses the lashon of machlif and not mocher in order to help create the case of suffik, that the item that you are buying is not here, a cow, a shifcha, and therefore we say yachloku in the case where they both say, no, it's mine, it's mine. Case number one. Case number two. Hayilo beiz avadim, echad gadol echad katan. Somebody has two avadim, one big and one small, v'chein beis sados achas gadol v'achas ktana, or two sados, and they sell. There's a transaction of the shvachos or of the fields. Halokeach omer gadol lakachti, and they didn't specify which one was being sold. So the gadol says, well, the buyer says, well, I wanted to buy the big one, and that was my kavana. V'hala omer niyodeya, and the mocher says, well, you know, I wasn't sure which one you wanted. So you might have said, as the Rishonim discussed elsewhere, why don't you see how much money was paid? Right? Maybe the money could be able to tell you, you know, what he wanted to buy. But doesn't have that option here. So the Mishnah says, Valomer eni odeya, zacha begadol. If one is Bari and one is Shema, so we go by the Bari, and the Lokeach takes the bigger one. Hamocher amarkata macharati v'alomer eni odeya. And the other way, if the seller says, I only sold you the small one, and the buyer says, I don't know, ein lo ela katan, same thing as we had Bari, v'shema Bari yada. That's already one connection to our parak here, because remember we discussed in the previous Mishnah about if the Shoel and the Mashiel, right, the animal died during the time of Sheela, during the time of Schirus, right, this is similar type of discussions. Ze omer gadol ve ze omer katan. What if they both are vadai? They both know. They're both bari. The mocher says that I sold you the small one. The lokeach says I bought the big one. Yishava hamocher shakatan machar. The mocher, the seller, swears that he only sold the small one, and that's all he has to give. Is that a case of modem and mixas? We'll have to see in the Gemara. Do you call that modem and mixas if you're claiming different items? A big one and a small one? So we'll have to see, is this a Shvuah Daraisa or not? Ze omer eni odeya, ze omer eni odeya, yachloku. But if they both say, you know, we just transacted a field and we're not sure which one was intended, so then you would make some type of pshara in the interim. The Tosafot Rashi says that he thinks this last line is the chiddush of all the others. The previous lines we knew already, we would have known from previous Mishnayos, Bari Veshema, and we wouldn't have known the last case of Yachloku, if they both say Niyodea Yachloku, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Says the Tosafot HaRash, right here, Kosev Rabbeinu Meir, he quotes the Maharami Rutenberg, Rabbeinu Meir Ben Baruch. Maharami Rutenberg is what is the Rebbe of the Rush, right, he's quoting his Rebbe here. He was captured, he was a famous story, he was in jail in Europe, and they collected an unbelievable, huge amount of money to get him out. He didn't let him give it. He didn't let them redeem him because he felt, based on what we had back in Maseches Gittin, that if you redeem a captive for Yosir Mikdei Demayim, that could lead the Goyim to take more captives. So instead, he refused. He said, keep the money, do something else with it, and he eventually died in jail. He died in jail. He was there for 7 years, and that's the Maharami Rutenberg. We have a lot of Maharami Rutenbergs quoted in Shulchan Aruch. A lot of Maharams quote the Rosh and the Tur quote the Maharam. Kosev Rabbeinu Meir, the Itzrichu Kalhani Babi Mishum Chidusha de Zeo Me'eni Odea ve Zeo Me'eni Odea. Right, the whole Mishnah, the whole Chiddush of the Mishnah, what we wouldn't have known is the last case, and then he goes through why we wouldn't have known the last case if you only had the previous cases. Dimi Reisha, if you only had the earlier case, go through some of them. Hava Amina Hasamu Diachloku. Maybe only in the first case where you're Machlif. The par and the chamar, and you're not sure, so then you'll say yachloku. V'nafik lapalga de mamoni mechazke. Why? Because you'll be motzi mamon from the chazaka. Mishum de shoel, oh, this is even earlier, the previous Mishnah. If you only had the first Mishnah, the previous Mishnah about the shoel and the mashiel, or the maskir and the socher, so there, mishum de shoel yesh lo leida tfemi mashiel, im shu'ula mesa, oskura mesa. There, the shoel should know when the animal died. In the time of Schirus, in the time of She'ela, it's his responsibility. As we'll see, but in our Mishnah, there's no fault involved here. We just don't know. You know, when the animal had a baby, so lo nafik lamamona mecheskas marakama. Maybe we wouldn't be motzi mamon from its original chazaka. That's why you need our Mishnah and not the previous Mishnah. The seifa the hayilo shnei avadim isrif, and then the seifa where the middle case of our Mishnah. You also need the mitre babi kamoi. If you only had the earlier ones, hava amina hasamu debavkida mamona mecheskas marakama b'tayin Hashemah. That's where we're motzi mamon. Mishum de lo hayilo l'toveya leida. The toveya had no idea. How would he have known what the nitva had in mind? Aval b'seifa kiva da hayelol lokech leida. But in our case, the lokech should have known nehina mi democher have hayelol leida mikamakom lanafik mamona mechazka. He goes through each one. I'm not going to read the rest of it until he gets to the last case. In that case, we wouldn't have known from any of the previous cases, and that's why we would say yachloku there in the case where it's both b'safik. Good, says the Gemara. This first Amud that we have here gets into a little bit of major Chazaka issues. Chazaka, previous halachic statuses, types of Chazakas. So the Gemara Fair first asks, Amai Yachloku, why in the case where you're not sure when the animal had the baby or when the Shifcha had the baby, we say, Yachloku, we're not sure if it happened before or after the sale, why don't you say, Valechzi Bershus Deman Kaima, why don't you see where the Shifcha is right now? Or where the para is, and v'levi ida chamotz mechaver alav araya. Why don't you go by cheskas mamon? That's the Gemara's question. Say, look at where the item is, and that's what we always say. Whenever there's a cheskas mamon, somebody has something in their rishus, so we say the other one is chamotz mechaver alav araya, and we would limit the power of the toveya. A lot to talk about there. Let's just read the answer. Amar Chia Bar Avin, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, no, it's a case where there is no Cheskas Mamon. Bo Medes Ba'agam. The animal's in a swampy area, which nobody owns, and therefore, there's no Cheskas Mamon here. But in a Chinami, if there was a Cheskas Mamon, we would say, Amos Mechaver Lavaraya, or Shivcha Nami Dekami Besimta, or a Shivcha, right, you're not going to have a Shivcha in a swamp, but a Shivcha is in an alleyway, also not connected to one of the owners, and therefore, we would not be able to say cheskas mamon. Tosfos here discusses in the first Tosfos, we know from Masechet Baba Basra, which Be'ez Hashem is on the horizon, we're shloshim yom lefnei achag, right, 30 days before the Baba Basra starts, 3 weeks, So Baba Basra, we know that there's a principle called Godros Ein Lahem Chazaka. Tosus quotes the source from Cheskas Abatim, that if you have certain animals that are wanderers, they walk around. So just having them in one's Rishus is not a Raya of a Chazaka. Because maybe this animal just walked in here. So why would a Shifcha or a Para, why would the Gemara even have a Havamita that you go by Cheskas Mamun, you go by Mokzakas, ask Tosfos. V'chinami hamei avlad b'rshus lokeach ein zeho chacha dekana. Taharmina b'cheskas abatim ha-godos ein lahem chazaka mishum d'shema me'alein bo l'rshuso. O tafsan b'rachov k'shin ochos liros. Or the person grabbed it in the street. So why should there be any chazaki? What's the whole discussion? So a couple of answers in the Rishonim. Tosfos says, V'yesh Lomar, 10th skinny line, Kivan de'ika drara d'ramona. Tosfos says, well, since there is drara d'ramona, there is a financial connection to each of the parties. Remember we had drara d'ramona back on Daf Beis, where we discussed it earlier. Since there is a financial connection and potential loss to each of them, and then that was one shot of Dorad Ramona. The other shot of Dorad Ramona was, if you remember, Rashi Tos was there, that we would have the suffix even without their claims. It's an objective suffix. It's not just a lack of their knowledge. That's what Tosfos says here. D'yesh suffix b'davar b'lotayin oseihem, v'toein bari halokeach imhu b'rshuso, ein lahotzi miyado. Says Tosfos, We would say that Godros have a chazaka if there's Jorah Mamona and a Tainas Bari. That's the limitation of Godros. Meaning even though animals usually just walk around and you can't trust their position of possession, but in the case where both parties involved have something to lose and one of them says Bari, so then we would be able to go by the Cheskas Mamon, that is Tosfos. The Ritva here says, well, maybe there is no issue of Godros, maybe it's talking about a case where animals do not run wild or walk around as strays. The case is where you have a city where all animals are guarded. That's Yesh Lomar. Evet Katan, Hamuta Barisa Yesh Lachazaka. Number one, maybe he's talking about a young baby, Evet, which, that's the baby that we're talking about here, so the animal's not moving. Or Para, Bahasra de Mesira Laroa, Yesh Lachazaka Gidisa Asam. Right, there are exceptions to the rule. It's a case of Godros, which have a chazaka. And the final answer given by the Chidushei Haran is that Godros Inlem Chazaka is only when you know for sure that it belonged to one of them, and therefore you would leave it to the original owner. Here you know for sure the mother was sold. So then maybe you wouldn't apply only go by the previous owner. The Avagav the Kaim Belong Godos Yelam Chazaka says the Ran Hani Mili Echadia Dina and Vaday Davi LeRuvain. The Avagav the Hashda Bershus Shimon Ninu Ein Lo Ben Chazaka because it had belonged to Ruvain. Aval Hacha De Vaday Iha Eim Knuya LeLokeach. You know the mother has already been transferred. Uvlad Nami Efshar De Davi. And you know the Vlad might have gone with it. That's not a regular case of Godros where it was Shel Ruvain, and why should we think anything otherwise? Here, the mother has been transferred. So there's a good chance that the baby has also been transferred. So, kivan de birshu seininu dinu delukminu becheskase. And that's why you would apply a chazaka to Godros in this case, even though usually you wouldn't apply the chazaka to Godros. Okay, three different answers to Tosfos' kasha. But the main issue of Muchzakus, Cheskas Mamon, is important to comment upon. We haven't talked about that in a little while. We know the source for the concept of Cheskas Mamon. We're going to talk about a different Chazaka about Hashem in a couple of minutes. The Gemara is going to bring up. But the concept of a Cheskas Mamon, meaning the Chazaka of possession, I have it, so that's a Raya, that it is mine, or at least I get to keep it. That's based on the Gemara in Baba Kama, where the Gemara first tries to bring a Pasuk to teach me Amos Mechaber Lava Raya. Right, me bal dvarim. When Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Har Sinai, he tells Bnei Yisrael, "If you have any problems, go to Aaron and Hur." Me bal dvarim, yigash aleihem. And we darshan. The Gemara darshes from there, yagish raya aleihem. Whoever has any problems, bring a raya to them. And the Rav Ashi asks on that Gemara, "Mem vav mabeis lomali kra. What do you need a pasuk for to teach me that hamotzu mechaber lav raya? Svaru, isn't it just logic? Dekayev le keeve azel beyasya." Whoever is in pain goes to the doctor. That's what the Gemara says. How do you understand that, Mashal? Says the Shita Mekubet says there in Baba Kama on Daf Memvav, the doctor's not going to prescribe anything unless he proved to him that you're sick. and that you have symptoms. He's not just going to give away medicine or give away cures. Because you have to show that you're sick, says Rabbeinu Yehonasan, there in the Siddur Kubetzes. Dolo gara din echad mi mishpat harofim. She'ein harofe don es achole lefi svaraso levado. He doesn't just think about his own svara. Acha omer lo achole. Roshi kaved alai. My head hurts. Uba makaploni. And in this spot it hurts. Umishtana alai mi makaploni makaploni. And it changes here to there. Ulefi shehu mara lo panim hu dono so. However he presents himself that he is sick, so that's how the doctor treats him. Kacha toveya. Tzarech laharos lo panim, shetfiyaso chazaka ubrura, klomar be'edim. So the toveya has to prove if he wants to be motzi, mechavero. That is the svara given by the Gemara. Rabbi Chanan, in the Kovas Haaretz and in other places, discusses how we view, how we're supposed to view mukzakis. He has two questions. Number one, he asks, and they're connected to each other. We have mentioned in the past. Ayin Aleph Beis in Kovas Haaretz. He says, is Hamotzi Mechaver Olav Araya a din vadai or a din safek? Which relates to how we always look at how what halakha tells us to do in cases of safek. We know in Isra V'Heter, Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. In Tumah V'Tahara, Safek Tumah Berushas HaRabim, Tahar. Safek Tumah Berushas HaYachid, Tameh. We know in Mamanis, Habotu Echaver, Lav Araya. All three different principles that apply in three different areas of halakha, how to deal with cases of safek. And the Shaila is asked already implicitly by the Gemara and the Rishonim. How do we view those types of ways of getting out of stalemates? Is it just that? We have no idea what the reality is. But the halakha has to, society has to function. You have to know what to do. So do this. But it's not that that's being megala what the MS is, right? If you have a suffix tuma in Rishus Arabim, it's vaday tahar. Or in Rishus Yachan, it's vaday tahar. Pashas, no. We have no idea. The Torah tells us what to do in certain cases. Or the cases of the rights of the Rabbanan. So pashas, those are, Achronim use different words to describe it. Some use it, call it a hachra'a. Some call it a nihug, right? In contrast to birur or emes, right? You use different words. But either way, one approach is that it's not the emes, it's not exactly, but it just tells us what to do. Or do we say something deeper? No, this is the fact that the Torah tells us this is creating the reality or being megala on the reality. And maybe, suggests Rabbi Chanan, at least maybe you can say that by Amos Mechaber Lavaraya. If I'm holding something, that's not just, I have no idea whose it is, but you can keep it. No, it's yours. If you're holding it, that's yours. And Lamai Nafkamina, could you marry an Isha with it? Which is always the litmus test that's given. Imu din vade o eno din safik. Tekiva dolo yadina shalmihu, ein koach lebez din laso shumaisa bazet. Maybe Bezek can't be motzi it, or Memela nishar etzel amuchzak, de'en on yichol lahotzi mimenu. Memela mtafas hasheni, gamke ino lahotzi mimenu. The other nafkamin is tfisa. If the other one of the parties grabs it, does now he get to keep it? Because now he's the muchzak. So that is the shayla. Odilma, din de mozak haver lavaraya, din vade velo safek, ukamot de be isurin, azlina basar chazaka, right? Isurin. How do you treat somebody that writes on the chum or on the kula? So then maybe, you also might say it's a vada, if you have to bring a karban and get punished based on somebody that writes on the chumra. So maybe that'll also be, tell us that it's a din vada. So that is one issue that he asks about Mamanis. And then he has a connected formulation in Siv Dalet. We don't always mention this one. He says, Matzinu b'Torah dinim shonim, eich lehisnaik b'sveikos. He says, Edim. Shetzorach laham elem shekenu gidevrayim. Two Edim say that something happened. Is that being machria what the MS is? What if Hashem knows it's not true? What if two Edim say something is kosher, but one of them really knows it's not kosher? And then, is he allowed to give it now to someone else? Is that not lifting an iver because he testified that it's kosher? And therefore it's kosher. The Edim have decided. Of course not. No. When it comes to Edim, they're telling us the MS. So, mitzidenu, we believe it's the MS. But mitzidam, it's not the MS. Right? Because if klape shmaya galya, it's different. So we don't say that. But he says, even though Edim are the strongest, but ironically, he says, the weaker type of hachra might create an emes. So, for example, he says, by Shnei Shvilin, in the case of Tumah V'Tahara, right, we have no idea, But we have a chazaka. We have a chazaka. You have a cheskas tara or a chazaka. We said before, birshus a rabin, birshus a yachid. So he says, kiva de chazaka eina mivareres es hasafik. Umikom makom, mahan yelios adin vadai. Tzorachom, ashenishtan adin idea chazaka. It could be the chazaka creates the reality even more than the edim, so to speak. Because the Edim, if they know better, they know better. But a Chazaka, nobody knows. So then, even if Hashem knows, but we don't know, and therefore the Chazaka could create the reality. Okay, he continues and discusses that. It's not, because if it's something that's not a Mevarer, it might even be stronger in a certain sense. Right? Because Mevarer has the danger of not being the proper Birur. So if it's not the if Edim says something and really Hashem knows otherwise, so then they lose. But by a Chazaka, the Chazaka is not telling us, you know, exactly what happened. It's just telling us what to do. So therefore, it might be able to be even stronger in certain applications. Okay, that's Rabbi Chanan in Simen Ayin Aleph Sif Beis through Dalid and Hey. Again, there's a lot more by Cheskas Mamon Svara, different types of Svaras. But Hashem, we'll see later if there's time to come back to it. But now let's continue. So what the Mishnah say again? We're switching a cow and a donkey. And we don't know the cow had a baby. We don't know when the cow had a baby. So the Mishnah says, you split it. All right, what about Cheskas Mamon? There's a case where there is no Cheskas Mamon. Next question. Find no Cheskas Mamon. There's another Chazaka that you could go by and not split it. V'nukma acheskas demarakama. V'levi idach hamotz v'chaver lo v'raya. There's a different type of Chazaka. Cheskas marakama. The Chazaka of where it had been beforehand. Something changed. We don't know when it changed. So there's a principle of going by, we assume nothing changed until the latest moment. Cheskas marakama, and therefore the baby is born now, so let's assume it was born in the reshus of the previous owner, of the first owner. Cheskas marakama, so says the Gemara. Maybe, let's do the flow a little bit, and then we'll talk about that chazaka. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Hamani sumchasi. Maybe our Mishnah is like Sumchis, where Sumchis overrides Cheskas Marakama, the Amar he holds, Mamon Hamuta Basafek, Cholkin below Shvua. Sumchis holds Mamon Hamuta Basafek, right? We had this already a couple of times over the past couple of weeks. You split without a Shvua, that is the Shita of Sumchis. Says the Gemara, Eimar Damar Sumchis Beshema Veshema, Babar Babar Mi Amar, Sumchis says the Shita Beshema Veshema, right? The case where nobody knows what the halacha, nobody knows what happened, right? An offspring was born, you don't know. Does he say it even like a case of our case, where they're both vadai bari? Answer, Amar Rabba Barafuna in, Amar Sumcha Zafilu Babari Babari. First approach, yes. Sumcha says a shita even by bari Babari, and that's why he could have it be in our Mishnah. Rava Amar, no. Don't change Sumchis, change our Mishnah. Rava Amar lo olam ki Amar Sumchis Shema v'Shema, ava babari v'bari lo Amar. Maybe Sumchis only said it by Shema v'Shema, not by bari v'bari. Vitzni, and change our Mishnah to Ze Omer Shema at Shalom Macharti, v'Ze Omer Shema Mishalakachti. So change our Mishnah to a case of Shema v'Shema. Period. Stop there for a moment. So two discussions to have. The Maharsha here brings up, we discussed the lamdas just now of Cheskas Mamon. What about the lamdas of Cheskas Marakama? How do we view that type of chazaka? Is that connected to the chazaka that we were just talking about? Cheskas Marakama, is that connected to Cheskas Mamon, or is it something new? A type of Cheskas Isser. Right, an animal is not kosher until proven kosher and shechted properly. If we have a suffix about whether the shechita took place, so we assume not kosher because that's what it's been all its life. Right, it was Aver Menachai. It was alive, or a cheskas chayin. So it's cheskas iser until proven otherwise. Right, a woman is married, cheskas married until proven that she's divorced. So is that how you look at cheskas marakama? You just continue the previous status or not? The Marsha here is a very strong formulation of Cheskas Marakama is like a Cheskas Mamon. Says the Maharsha. V'lo amru Cheskas Marakama ela kihacha. She'inechan mehem muchza kagosho medes ba'agamo besimta. De amrinan hacha. L'rabbanan de isluhu ba'alma de Cheskas Mamon bahani. Isla lamemar dachanami mani Cheskas Marakama. L'ha'amid ha'mamon b'cheskaso. To establish the money in the hands of the original previous owner, and here's his lashon. V'havi le ki'ilu hu muchzak mamish b'mamon. It's as if he's holding the money. Because he's the original owner, it's as if he's holding the money. Ki'ilu muchzak mamish b'mamon. That's the Lashon. He quotes that from a Tosfos in Bo Basra. That is the Maharsha. Other Achronim earlier, the Shev Shmaisa points us out in Dalid Yud Gimel, different ways of looking at Cheskas Barakama. Other Achronim say, no, Cheskas Barakama is nothing like Cheskas Mamon. Cheskas Mamon goes by physical Rishus. Whose Rishus is it in? So, either a Raya or a Hachra, as we just explained, that it's that person's. Cheskas Barakama, no. That has to do with statuses. It has to do with the previous status continues. Nothing to do with Cheskas Mamon. Related to that is Tosfos' question right here. Tosfos, if you look in the fourth wide line of Tosfos, V'im Tomar, the Gemara said, oh, it's Tumchis, and therefore that's why you split it. Ask Tosfos, but one second, Amai Kamar Hamani Sumchisi, why do you have to come on and say, oh, the Mishnah's like Sumchis? I'd rather say it's like the Rabbanan. But something beats out Cheskas Marakama. Ask Tosfos, look me afilu k'rabanan. Maybe it's even like the Rabbanan Shita, who usually holds against Sumchis. You go by Chazakis. V'hacha less than l'meza basar marakama. Ti'ika chazaka acheres kinegda. There's a different chazaka opposite and against the cheskas marakama. De'ukma b'cheskas mu'uberes v'hashu di'alda. Pregnant until proven born. You know the animal was pregnant, or you know the shifcha was pregnant. So why don't we say that status continued until the latest moment possible? This is a classic type of question Rishonim ask in these chazaka sugyas. There are chazakas on both sides of the issues, and the lumdus is which chazaka wins. Here you have two chazakas as Tosfos. You have a cheskas barakama that the baby should belong to the owner, yet the seller. You have a cheskas mu'uberes that the baby should belong to the buyer, because you assume pregnant until the latest moment possible. So which wins? Says Tosfos, Yish Lomar, the Cheskas Marakama Chashiva Tvei. No, Cheskas Marakama is better. V'im Haya, Im Cheskas Mamon, Cheskas Mu'uberes, Avilus Umchas Mo'odem Ozuchem Re'alav Araya. If you have the Cheskas Mamon, Cheskas Mu'uberes, okay, that would win out. But if you just have Cheskas Mu'uberes versus Cheskas Mamon, so then Cheskas Mamon, Cheskas Marakama versus Cheskas Mu'uberes, the Cheskas Marakama wins. So Tosfos, as most of the time when Rishonim say these lines, you know there's something important there, you have to know what they mean. Why? So why is Cheskas Marakama, the original owner, stronger than a Cheskas Mu'uberes? So Rabbi Chanan writes in the Kovet Shmuas, he says it relates to this issue of how do you look at Cheskas Marakama. Cheskas Marakama has to do with a halachic status. Halachic status is like a Cheskas Isser. Right, and that's a stronger type of chazaka than just a chazaka of a physical reality continuing until you know otherwise. Rabbi Chana writes this in Kovetz Shmuos, in the back of the second volume of Kovetz Shiurim. In the back he has a couple of pages, Kovetz Shmuos. So there in Os Lamed Vav, he says, he quotes this line of Tosfos and says, Mikan Muchach, the cheskas marakama, yecheskas mamon, velo chazaka kamaisa ba'alma. I don't know what he means. Come on, Shikatsa, look what I wrote in Kovetz Aretz Simen Chav Zayin. But he talks about this has to go with the lumdus of Cheskas Marakama. It's somehow more defining and stronger than just the Cheskas Mu'uberes, which is just the physical reality. But again, that's what Tosfos says here. When you have these two Chazakas that go head to head, that is the one that wins. Okay, Viter. Says the Gemara Tznan, right in the middle. So what did we just say? 2 days in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is like the Shita of Sumchis. That's why you say Yachloku, and either it's a case of even Bari Vibari or Shema Vishema. Tznan, Ze Omer Eini Yodeya, Ze Omer Eini Yodeya, Yachloku. But the next lines, later on in the Mishnah, we have, if they each say, I don't know, Yachloku. So Bishlam Ala Rava, meet the Sefer Shema Vishema, Reish Ami Shema Vishema. So according to Rav, it's fine. You parallel the Tainas, just like the last line is Beferish, Shema Vishema. So to the earlier lines, could be Shema Vishema, as Rava switched the Mishnah. El Ala Rava, Barafuna, to Amar In, Amar Sumchas Apilu, Bari Vibari. But according to Rav Barafuna, the first opinion, that Sumcha says a shita even by Bari Vibari, Hasha Bari Vibari Amar Yachloku, Shema Vishema mi boy. If Bari Vibari you say Yachloku, where they are sure, right, where they are sure they have a claim, you give it to them. So, by Shema Vishema, is it even a Shaila? Even a Shaila? There's nobody on the other side that's saying it's for sure yours. So we will be even more nota to say Yachloku by a case of Shema Vishema. So what would be the Chiddush? So the Gemara says, no, imi shemha lo arya. If that's your problem, Kasha, there's no proof to that side. Why? Tana Seva, Leguluya Resha. Maybe it only says the Seifa to be Megala in what the case of the Reisha is. Shalo Tamar, Reisha Shema Veshema Avabari Vabari Lo. If you only had one case, you would think the case is only a case of Shema Veshema. Tana Seifa, Shema Veshema, Mechlad Reisha Bari Vabari. It says the Seifa, Shema Veshema, to be Megala, the Reisha is a different case, Bari Vabari, Vafilo Achiach Loku. Fine. We save the Mishnah. Period. Tznan. So what about the middle case of the Mishnah now? Ze omer gadol, ze omer katan. If they're both sure about the size, right? The avadim and the sados. One says, the seller says katan, the buyer says gadol. Yishava hamocher shekatan machar. The seller swears that he sold the katan. Right, so what kind of shvu is that, and what's the case? So Mishnah Mala Rava, Da Amar Ki Amar Subcha Shema Veshema, Avo Bari Vibari Lo Amar, according to Rava, who says, again, who changed the Mishnah, that Subcha is only said a Shita by Shema Veshema, and that's the case of the Mishnah, Mishamachi Yishava, that's why in the case where he's Vadai, you're only going to swear if it's a Vadai. That's what switches in that case, that's why he swears. Because it's a vadai. El Rabba Barafuna to Amar in. Amar Subcha Dabilo Bari Vibari, but according to Rabba Barafuna, who said the whole case of the Mishnah is Vadais. It's all bari and baris. So amai yishava mocher yachlokem yiboylei. We just said when there's a machlokes, you split it. So why should the mocher swear in this case? If it's all the same case of bari, so why should there be a difference between the cases? Answers the Gemara. No, mode sumchus. Sumchus can argue on the Torah. Mode sumchus. Hecha diikah shvua daraisa kizabinan lameimar lekamon. Right, we're going to have later on that the case of big and small is a case of shvua daraisa. As we'll see, Modeb makes us, and therefore, Sumchus can't argue on that. It's pretty unusual for the Gemara to refer to itself. Kitabina Lomemer Lakamon. That's something that Tosfos would say. So it's unusual that we have that in our Lashon, in our version of the Gemara, but that's what it says. Maybe that's why Rashi might take out that Girsa. If you look in Rashi, Rashi's Dibra Maskel, if you give me Medayik, Modeb Sumchus Ega Digashvod Araisa. And then Rashi adds on, Dila Kamon Mukminan La, right? That's part of the Rashi's Lashon, but not part of the Gemara's Lashon, right? That's the and then he quotes, right, the Gra here is just bothered why Rashi picks one of the Ukimtas given later and not the other Ukimta. But Rashi clearly does not have that Girsa in the Gemara of Kidunalim Kamon. That is something that was added in, that he doesn't have in that Girsa. The Ritva says also, you can't say that Shvua means Yachloku. Right? Because after all, if he swears, he's only going to get part of it. The Ritva says, Yachloku means everything's equal. If one has to swear to get his part, that's not Yachloku, that's not fair. So says the Ritva, Lo Efshar de Lo Lishtave. You can't say that he's not going to swear to keep in the Mishtava like a Chaluka Shavesh. Is that Yitol Mechsa, Belo Shvua, Vachaver Yitol Beshvua. So it wouldn't be called Yachloku if one of them has to swear. Okay, so we said that the Mishnah could either be cases of Bari, cases of Shema, Machlokes, Amoraim. So we continue. Hayilo Beis Avadim, Echad Gadol, Echad Katan, the Mishnah's middle case, where there was a Machlokes about a buyer and a seller, and this seller says, I sold you the small one, and the buyer says, no, I bought the big one. Says the Gemara, Amai Yishava. So why in that case does the seller say that it was the small one? Right, isn't this a case of Kofer Bakol? Masha Tano, Lo Hodolo, Masha Hodolo, Lo Tano. Right, it's like Reuven says, you owe me the big one. He says, I owe you the small one. But it's two different things. Reuven is not claiming the big and the small one. And Shimon is answering, no, I only owe the small one, which would be a case of Modeb Miksas. No, Reuven's claiming big, and Shimon's answering small. So what's the Shvua here? Why is he swearing? Question one. The ode, Helachu. And number two, even if you want to say that Rashi, Afilu Islei Kemanda Amar, Tanuchi Demodeb Besarim Chayiv, even if you want to say that it's like the opinion that even if you admit to something that was not claimed, that's still modem mixas, it's still not going to work here because haloch, as we referred to yesterday, the day before, going back to the first parak, haloch, when you're modem mixas and then you give what you are modem to right away, it's there, so there is an opinion, Rashi again says, v'ika man d'amar, that you're patur in that case. So number one, you weren't molded to what was claimed. Number two, even if you say you don't need that, what about Halach? Number three, the ode, Einishban, Al Ha'avadim. And we know, Avadim are excluded from Shavuos, right? We had this earlier, back in the fourth parak, that Avadim are excluded from a number of different halachas, right? Back on Daf Nun Vav, Elu dvarim she'in lahem ona'a, avadim sharos kagad akdeishos, they don't have kefeld, alav vehei, in her mechinim a nishpa. Right, so we have that. So avadim are excluded. So three kashas. Right, what's the case of our Mishnah? So, to a couple of answers. Amarav, answer number one, I think there'd be three or four answers altogether. Number one, Amarav b'toyono demei. You're right. He's not claiming the actual Eved or the field, but he's claiming the value. Demei Eved gadol, demei Eved katan. Demei sadek gadola, demei sadek katan. What exactly is the case? The value. Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi says the case is really with a mishaleach and a shliach. Rashi says that Reuven gives Shimon money, go buy me a big Eved. And then the shliach comes back and says, you only gave me money to buy you a small Eved. So it's about money. But it's really the Eved has nothing to do with it. Masarti l'cha b'yadcha she'tikneo li v'lo kanisa. You didn't buy anything, give it back to me. And he says, he only gave me the smaller amount of money. Tosfos doesn't like that pshat because he says, then why does it say mocher and lokeach in the Mishnah? It's mishaleach and shliach. Right, so I don't understand, says Tosfos, that lashon of Rashi. So Tosfos, going over to the next page, he gives a different pshat, but we'll go with Rashi's pshat for now. Right, I just read it. Look at the last line in Tosfos. V'kasha to lo havi le minka b'masisa lo keichu mocher el shliachu mishaleach el anira l'ri demairi shemachar lo eved v'nasan lo damin v'lo kasav adayin hashtar. Right, you didn't write the shtar. You have ayir b'makam shekosav hashtar, and then you want the eved back. Right, and that's whatever case about an actual Eved and a buyer and a seller. That's answer number one. That we're not talking about an Eved, we're talking about money, and therefore if it's about money, that answers all the questions. It is mode mimin hataina, and it's not halach v'chulim. Shmuel Amar, second answer, bitoano ksus Eved gadol, ksus Eved katan. Right, omri sadeh gadola, Omri sadek tana. He said, I gave you clothing of a big Eved. And he said, no, you only gave me clothing of a small Eved. I gave you the bundles of a very large field. That's a lot of bundles. He said, no, you only gave me the bundles of a small field. Right, that's the case again, where it would be minatayna and would be able to answer all the questions. Says the Gemara, really? Ksus? But again, if I claim a big robe, and you can say a small robe, ksus machatano lohodalo machodalo lotano, you still have the first question, right? It's still different objects that are being claimed and admitted to. Answer, kita'amra papa bidi yalfi, just like Rapapa says later on, bidi yalfi, we're talking about a large garment that is still all connected to each other. So I'm claiming a larger piece of the garment and you're admitting to a smaller piece of the garment. Just like Rapapa says that later on, Achanami the Yalfi, so too, we would say that here. So it is Mashatanu Hodelo. Stop there for a moment. The Chashuki Chemed here discusses a case once we're talking about and claims of clothing. He talks about a pretty scary case. She'ela, Adam Chashu Nechnas L'Makolet Home Anashim. Man walks into a makolet full of people. Umitachas l'chutzaso hayadavar bolet. He's wearing a coat, and under his coat, he has something sticking out. So he's hiding something. Hanochachim nivhalu ubikshu larim et achutzak kadei sheyir mamunach mitachtav. The people in the store asked him, you know, what's under your coat? Hu sirei v'etchil etvakechim anashim. And he starts arguing with them. They obviously think that he's a terrorist or something, and he's hiding something. Nigash elav ruvein v'karat chutzaso. So Reuven goes and grabs him and rips open the shirt. He wants to see what's there. Then Nipsa, it comes out that it was nothing. It was like his personal whatever stuff. And he didn't want to show anybody. And now the question is Reuven chayav to pay for the shirt? Once we're talking about ksus eved. So Tshuva says the Chashuki Chemed that the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Simin Shinpei and Choshe Mishpat, Hamatzel es chavero, ubederach hatzalaso shavar kelim, pater. If I'm saving my friend from damage, and on the way, I happen to break things up, pater, why? Because I'm not going to save the next time if I know I'm going to have to pay. Kidei shelo yavo, mi limana, mi lahatzil. V'av shahachan is baral amafreya shahatzala haisa b'tous. Right, even though it's a mistake, nira, mi she'im l'rova anashim, haya nira, she'ish kan makom lachshod, hari ruvei nefshad l'matzil, upater. V'avi kemo adam, shelo hir gishtov, like somebody didn't feel well, you sent them to the hospital, and it was his barer that he had some type of other sickness, and he wasn't deathly ill. Okay, but this is what you do in the situation. And then he even adds, it's not only what you say, oh, it was l'mafrei, it wasn't needed, it was needed. The people were scared right now. You're saving them from pachad. And therefore, that is a salvation. He says, Adarabba, the chashud should be mavakish mechila from the rabbim al she'evchidam. Right, the opposite, the person who walked in, and he says, v'od nira, and then he says, she'biyameinu kasher apachad hiskaber bim'od. In our day and age, Rachman al-Islan, where there's such a pachad, v'lefamim iskayim banu, v'radah, because of pasuk in the tochacha, har hitzlas anashem yapachad, she'gam zen nachshav atzala, v'yosha adam shayimakom nachshod bo, hayelo lehan, osu bakash zatzibor, you should have opened your coat. And then he says, aye, what about Rashi, the beginning of Malachim? Right, Rashi, the beginning of Malachim tells us, remember, David HaMelech, they try to cover him with clothing below Yechamlo. And the Chazal, Rashi quotes a very difficult Chazal, from the end of Maseches Brachos, Daf Samach Beis, call him Mevazes HaBegadim, Eino Nehne Mehem Lo Basof. Right? If somebody is Mevazes HaBegadim, he's not going to get benefit from them. David HaMelech, when Shaul was trying to kill him, David went behind him and cut the corner of his Beged, that's why he didn't warm him. And all the Mefarshim say, David's life was in danger. You should give David a Shkoyach for not killing Shaul. You're going to fault him for cutting a little of his Beged just to show him? So, different pshatim, he cut off more than he could have. He could have done so, proved to him some other way. But either way, the Chashuk HaChemi goes to Achronim here. In this case, you know, there wouldn't be a problem. There wouldn't be any issue involved. Okay, that's in terms of Ksus. Let's continue though now. Okay, so this was the second answer. Again, what's the case of the Shvua of the Mishnah? So number one, Rav said it's a case of Dumim. Number two, Shmuel says the case is of clothing. Says the Gemara now, third line, Kash leather boshia midi ksus ktani, eved ktani. Doesn't say ksus. It only says eved. You might have asked that on the first also. It doesn't say demei eved. It says eved. Okay, maybe demei is more connected to the eved and the sadeh than the ksus. But either way, third answer. Ela amar hoshia kigon shetanu eved biksuso visadeh bo'umreha. Modify the other case. It's an eved in the clothing visadeh bi'umreha. And therefore what? What's the machlokes? Between the buyer and the seller. Rashi. Vizeh modelo be'eved katan viksuso. And I say, Eved, big Eved, the buyer says, big Eved with his clothing, and the seller says, small Eved with his clothing. De mechuyev shvua mishum ksus. He's mechuyev shvua because of the ksus, umishtave ha-Eved be-Gilgul. And then you take the shvua about the Eved through Gilgul. Even though we know an Eved, you're not subject to a shvua for an Eved, but through Gilgul shvua, once you're swearing on the ksus, which as we said, we'll answer it now. That's what Rapapa says. We're talking about a large garment. And therefore, he's claiming a big part of the garment that he's admitting to a small part of the garment, so that is mashatanu. Mashatanu hodalo, and therefore it is both b'miksas, and we have the case under discussion. Period. Says the Gemara, Kasha the Rav Sheshes, Zokiginas alashminan. If this is the case, then what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Right, just the concept of Gilgul, that you're Megalgul. Tanina, we learned that in Kiddushin. Zokigim anachatzim she'elah machrayis, es anachatzim she'eshla machrayis, lishava alayin. We know the principle of Gilgul Shvuah from there. Right, so what would be the chiddush of the line? So the Gemara says, Elam Rav Sheshes, a fourth pshat of the Mishnah. Elam Rav Sheshes, Hamani Rebbe Meir he. Maybe our Mishnah's Rebbe Meir, who, to Amar, remember we asked three kashas, so we're going to say our Mishnah's like the three opinions that argue with those shitas. So we're going to have to add on a few to pile it on. Maybe it's like Rebbe Meir to Amar, Avda Kimetatl and Dami. Right, what was the third kasha? You don't swear on Avadim. It's Rebbe Meir Shita that you do swear on Avadim. Says the Gemara, board about kasha number one. V'yakadi mashatanu lohodolo mashahodolo lotanu. Savalok Rebbe Gamliel, dam tzanan. Tanu chidav odolo b'sarim padre Rebbe Gamliel, mechayiv. So maybe it's like Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Gamliel. What about the second question? Akadi helachu. Right, so the Gemara could have answered, it's like the opinion that says helach is chayiv. But that would have been easy. But if the Gemara has any choice, the Gemara would rather not box itself in to, it's only like one opinion. So the Gemara here says, Amar Rava, it's not a case of Halach. The item is different than it was when you originally took it. Av that the cut al yade, somehow its arm was cut. Visadeh shachaf arba, boros shichin, uma aros. So, the fourth shot of our Mishnah, what's the Shvua? It's a case, like according to all these opinions, that you would take a Shvua on an Eved, and you don't need hodami min ataina, and it's not a case of Halach. Period. Says the Gemara, V'harameir ifchasha minan lei. But one minute, we have a Mishnah that Rameir is just the opposite. Avadim are like karka. and therefore you wouldn't take a shvua. Titzna, the Mishnah says at the end of Baba Kama, Godel beim aveskina, avadim eskinu. Remember the cases of Haresha Chalafanecha, right? If you have an animal that got, oh, you stole an animal or an eved and they got old, mishalim kisha sakzela. The Tana Kama says you have to pay for what it used to be worth. It got old, they have to pay what it used to be worth, as we said at the end of yesterday's shiur. Kala gazlan misham mikshasak zela. Rabbi Meir Omer, ba'avadim Omer lo arei shakala fanecha. Rabbi Meir says, no, you can just give it back. Why? Because you compare it to karka. Right? So just like karka, you can say arei shakala fanecha, just like avadim. So kasha, how can you say arei shakala like Rabbi Meir? And Rabbi Meir says, an eved, you do take a shvua on. You see from the Mishnah of Baba Kama, an eved is like karka. And therefore you shouldn't take a shvua. So, halo kasha, switch it. Kedemachla rabba bravua vitani. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir's like the Tanakh first sheet there. Mishalam shazak zela. Vacham Omer Omer lo bavadim. Haresha chalafanecha. So, switch it. Good. Says the Gemara. We're going to get to more, discussions in a minute. Ela mimai desava Rabbi Meir. De makshidan karkala eved. But one second. Why do you switch? From the fact that you say, Rabbi Meir says, you compare karka to an eved, ma eved nishbanaf, karka nishbain. So what are you saying? Rabbi Meir, we switched. Rabbi Meir says, you swear on karka. He says that elsewhere. Says for you also swear on avadim. So one second. Maybe there's a chilik between them. Dilma a eved hu dinishbain, aval karka lo. Who says? Maybe there's a chilik between karka and avadim. So even if you want to say that Rabbi Meir agrees that you swear on avadim, you wouldn't swear a karka, and therefore in our Mishnah, it's about an eved and a sada. Right? So maybe he would not say that you swear on karka. What would be the basis for being mechalik? Why would you say a little eved unishban, but not on karka? Right? So if you so Tosva says, there must be some drasha out there. Tosva is towards the end of Dilma. V'yesh lomar, the darish ribi yumiyet, v'islay shumiyut, d'muki la lemuti karkos v'lo avadim. Gotta be some. Most of the time they go together. They're either included in everything or excluded from everything. There must be some miyut, out there. There are a number of times, Tosa doesn't do it here, the Rambam does it sometimes, there are some times where, Rishonim make up a drasha. It's not found in Shas, it's not found in Chazal. Sometimes you find it. Rav Asher Weiss has a mimer about this where he discusses sometimes it's just to back up a known halacha, and sometimes it's even to be mechadish halacha, which is even more mechudash, right? I mean, and there are some famous ones, right? They have to stand up when you make berachas hamitzvah. Me'achar brachamesh ba'kama, tikri kama lakoma, right? The original sources for that are in Rishonim, early Rishonim. And he quotes about 10 to 15 of them, again, half of them are about backing up known halachas, but sometimes you find even new ones, the Rambam and Ilchas Avel, and Perek Beis Halach Vav. I don't have time to go into them now, but here Tosva says there must be some drasha somewhere. Right? Tosva is not creating one, but he's just saying there must be one. Okay, but either way, back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, how do you know that Rabbi Meir could automatically be the Shita of our Mishnah? And he would say, you swear on Avadim, you swear on Karka, no problem. Maybe you can't. So, lo salga daita, no, there's no havamina to be mechalik. Titania, why? Because the Brisa says, hamach lepar b'chamar v'yolda, v'chein hamocher shivchaso v'yolda, ze omer b'shusi, v'ze shoseg, zacha. Right, one says vadai, and the other is bari v'shema, so then zacha, the bari wins. Ze omer niyodea, v'ze omer niyodea, yachloku, if they're both niyodea. Ze omer b'shusi, v'ze omer b'shusi, they're both vadai, yishava hamocher shem b'shuso, yolda. Then, if they're both vadai, then the mocher swears that he's gonna get to keep it, lafi, shkol eshbon shabatar, and eshbon, v'lo m'shalman, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that there is a shvua in that case. V'chachamim omrim ein ishvain lo alavadim lo akarkos. So what does that sound like that Rabbi Meir holds? Mechlatla mechad. The Rabbi Meir sovereign ishvain. So don't you see from that brisa that Rabbi Meir holds that you take a shvua both on karka and by avadim? So Gemara says, how do you know that from the language of the chachamim? Mimai dilma kishem ka'amrule. Maybe the Rabbanan are just bringing in karka to bolster their claim as follows. Ki hechi de'odislan bekarkos odilan nami ba'avadim. Maybe this is what they're saying to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, you agree by karka that you don't swear, so agree by avadim that you don't swear. Meaning there's no raya for that Rabbi Meir would say it by both. And Teda, says the Gemara, I'll even prove it to you that it's not so simple. Ditznan, Rabbi Meir Omer, because we learned elsewhere. Rabbi Meir says, Yeshram Sheinka Karka Veinika Karka. Rabbi Meir says there are some things that we would treat like Karka, but they're not actually Karka, Vein Chachamim Modimlo. And the Chachamim don't admit. Ketzad, for example. What if there's a case of Modim and Mixas by vines that are ready to be cut? Yud gefanim tunis basar adilacha. The Tovea says, I gave you 10 laden vines. Vala omer in elachamesh. So is that karka or is that metaltalin? Rabbi Meir Omer Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says Chayev. The Chum Omerim Chol Mechub La Karka Arika Karka. Chum say no. It's like Karka. There's no Shvua. V'yom Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina Anavim Ha'omdos Li Batzer Ikibinayu. The Machlokis is about a case where there's vines, grapes that are ready to be cut. The Marsav Ar Kibitzuros Damin. Rabbi Meir holds it's as if they're cut. And therefore you treat it like metaltalin. Umar Savalav Kibitzuros Damin. And the other opinion holds that no. It's still like Karka. But what's clear from that whole Machlokis? If you really had Karka, then for sure there's no Shvua. Remeir only says, you swear because it's kala omili batzer kibitzuros damyin. But it's clear that Rabbi Meir would hold that you can't swear by karka. So therefore, we're stuck and we reject this third answer this fourth answer of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ella la'olam kid Raboshia. Go back to the third answer of Raboshia, who said the case was Evid Biksuso and Sadeh Ba'omreha. Aye, we have the Kasha. Uda Kasha l'chazok again. We have the Kasha, then what's the Chiddush? We already know Gilgal Shvua from the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Itzrich. No, there's still a Chiddush here. Sagadai l'chamina, Ksus Evet ke Evet Dami, Umri Sada ke Sada Dami. You might think that the Ksus or the Omrim are secondary to the Evet of the Karka, and therefore, you shouldn't say a Shvua on this and then be Megalgal a Shvua on the Evet, because in itself there's Batel. Kamash Malan, you could still say no. You could take a Shvua on the Ksus or on the Umrim and then be Megalgal Shvua on the Eved and on the Karka itself. Again, there's a lot here to say. Let me just make one more comment. That is, the Tosa Rashi here says, it's an obvious comment, but it's important to say. In the Sugya of Kol HaOmed, the Tosa Zarash says that, of course, this is no Machlokes by Hilcha Shabbos. By Hilcha Shabbos, you don't say Kol HaOmed LiBatzer KeBatzer Dami, therefore there's no Malacha of Kotzer. It's still detaching on Shabbos. Gabi Tolish b'Shabbos modo kulei alma dekim mechuber damyin deyalfina misamana demishkan. That's on the one hand, and then he also says ule inyan trifas balchov. We know what a karka is meshubit to a balchov. It's the opposite. Okala omei libatzer. He says for sure it's kitlushin damyin because the balchov is not so mechdas on what's going to be cut. He doesn't think it's going to be around. It's not. And therefore, in the case of Hilcha Shabbos and Hilchas Trefas Balchov, there's no machlokas. One way is for sure like Karka, one way is for sure like Metaltalin, but regarding other areas of Halacha, like we have here, in terms of Kinyanim and transactions, that's where there is the machlokas. Again, there's another point to make, but again, maybe we'll stop here. We'll start with an assist on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.